This is the Partnership Podcast, where we bring you all things business from the Vail Valley, including business news, current issues, advocacy alerts, community conversations, and more. Presented by Vail Valley Partnership. This is the Partnership Podcast. It's Eric Williams, and I have just walked in the door. Look, you can hear it. The door is closing. I am at Opry IV and Aesthetics. Dr. Hillary Oliver is standing right in front of me, ready to greet me because we set that part up.
We sure did.
Okay.
Welcome, Eric.
No, I love coming in, and I'm getting like the whole tour.
There
was
absolutely.
Actually, the second I walked in here, you know, 30 seconds ago earlier, they tried to give me a tour, and I said, some of your staff, and I said, no, I kind of want to walk through and see where we're at. So we
Great.
Want all of our listeners to see this, you know, kind of through our eyes.
Great.
This is a podcast, I like to say. So we're walking and talking right now. So okay. I have just walked in the door here at the Slifer Building on a gorgeous day. There's all sorts of action happening, which is fun as well.
Yeah. So you mentioned to my staff, I have what I consider to be the best staff in the Valley.
Good.
So they're super helpful. But we did some CPR training today, so everybody's here and kind of riled up, kind of exciting. We'll be hanging out together. So
now, is that something that's required in your business, or is it something that you choose to do because you love your employees and the world?
And the community?
Yeah.
I learned something really interesting about that, too. But it is required. I'm a dentist by trade.
Yes.
My partner, Dr. Carla Miller-Brown, is also a dentist. So we are required to have our staff trained in basic CPR, obviously. That's important,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, in a medical office, for sure.
This was very interesting. Starting hearts, forgive me if I missed
no,
that.
It is starting hearts. Yep.
They came in to do our training today. They were exceptional, by the way. She said that we have one of the highest survival rates for cardiac arrest in the nation, 38%. I have no idea.
That's
isn't
it amazing?
Wild.
I know,
it's a lot lower. Like, that's almost triple the national average. So pretty impressive. But
I'm proud of this community for that. And thank
it's
you
amazing.
for jumping on and you know, being part of that as well.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
This is not the starting hearts as part of that, but it is. We're talking about community.
Absolutely.
That's what this podcast is all about. So I'm here in the entryway.
All right.
Show me around if you wouldn't
mind. So we have a pretty comprehensive facial aesthetics operation here. So I mentioned I'm a dentist by trade. So head and neck is my jam.
Okay.
That's where I've lived my life for the last almost 20 years now. And so I'm also a mother of three, and I'm getting older. Don't tell anyone. But I was investing a lot of my own time and money in my own face, getting facials
great.
And, you know, different things to, kind of try to keep myself up. So anyway, that was just a quick background.
I like that you say, when you say head, neck, I mean, you're a dentist, and I think that's only teeth. I mean, you say, no, this is all of this.
right. No, there's, and, you know, we could really get into the weeds on that, but let's just say there are very few folks out there that are as attuned to facial aesthetics, volumes, changes from a structural standpoint, as well as you know, different factors in aging. You know, the way we age, both from a soft tissue standpoint and bony standpoint, dentists
see it all,
all the time. So
it puts you in that perfect position to be able to help
people.
That's
cool. I felt like it did. Yeah. And so this is our facial aesthetics room. So I do have a full-time esthetician. She's a medical esthetician. She grew up in Glenwood, so really pretty local, but has been doing this for, I want to say, 20 years or so. So this is her room, and she does everything from, we have hydrofacials. I have a really fun laser here that we can do all sorts of resurfacing and lifting and tightening. And again, just neck up.
Just neck up.
Just
lifting,
neck up.
Tightening. Resurfacing, you said.
Yeah.
I come from a little, you know, construction background.
Yeah.
Resurfacing
Similar.
Means the same thing?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, absolutely does.
There we go.
Yeah.
Am I worried that you're like looking closely at my face while we're having any of these conversations?
No.
All right. So that facial room, and then which is really cool for those of you that haven't seen it yet. Looks like the comfiest bed in the world.
It's amazing.
And Buzz Lightyear lasers.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And I actually sometimes just sneak in there if I need a piece of
it
quiet. Like, it's very serene. I love it. So the other piece of our business is IV hydration.
Yes.
So there's some of it here in the Valley. For me, I used it a lot when I was in Denver, and I find sometimes it's hard to schedule up here. And so I wanted something that we could be, you know, open door available for walk-ins, those sorts of things, because it's really useful for so many things. Obviously, we have a lot of visitors to the Valley. So, you know, if they're not feeling great, they spend a bunch of money to be here. Altitude's getting them. They had too many glasses of wine at dinner, but they have thousands of dollars invested in their trip.
Yeah.
So it's nice to be able to have them come in here, get them a little boost, get them feeling better. A lot of athletes in the Valley.
I was going to say, I bet you get a lot of that as well.
A lot of recovery athletes. Yeah. From a surgical standpoint, on the dental side, there's a lot of things that we can put in an IV to make your healing and recovery a lot better. So there's a million different uses for it, but it's something that I use personally and love. And so I wanted to be able to offer that to our community and our visitors and to myself.
Yeah. Well, and I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. You know, like we were saying, this is business-based podcast. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, how do we make the connection with dental and facial makes sense?
Yeah.
But then we're adding IV.
Yeah.
But I'm also seeing sometimes it's like you personally. Like this is what I'm looking for personally, and I think others might be as well.
Mm-hmm.
See a need, fill a need.
That is essentially this entire business for me. So I was like,
you're building what you want.
I do this, and I do this, and I like this, and gosh, I can do all of these things.
And it turns out other people do too.
People love it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. We all want to look good. We all want to feel good. We all want to be healthy. You know, we just roll it all into one.
I love this. Yeah. I'm digging it. So the like you said, a little bit of the newer part, but not the newest part. You've been doing in some of these pieces, but new doctors coming together.
Yes.
What's that like? It just, you know, people have served in the community and you're like, let's try to figure out business together.
So I'm really excited. So I practiced dentistry in Denver for 13 years. I had partners down there. My husband got transferred up here in 2016. We were going back and forth. I decided to move up full time, sold my dental practice, and had worked with a couple of people around the Valley. And one in particular, we just really hit it off.
Yeah.
So Dr. Miller Brown has really specialized in full mouth rehabilitation, Invisalign, very, very specific niche. And she and I, from a personality standpoint, got along really, really well. And from a business standpoint, I didn't think I could find another business partner that was quite the yin to my yang, if you will. But like she and I really, our talents are so complementary. So it was just kind of a natural fit. work situations kind of changed. I hadn't intended necessarily on doing dentistry in this office. And it just happened that, you know, it made sense. And so we kind of Hail Mary last second brought all of this on and, we're super excited about it. I think it fit better than we even imagined. So,
it seems like it is. I mean, obviously, hopefully you're not hearing too much of the chatter, but the office is happening. There's people.
Yes.
I know your office is that direction, but this is the dental area.
This is the dental side.
And
yeah.
This is so cool over here too. I mean, we're not mentioning the views right
the
up the hill
of,
to the Beeve right there. I mean, I'm looking at. Do you know what run that is?
Like, all of them.
Yes. that's the best answer.
That's all of them. I very intentionally set this room up so that you could sit here and look out at the slopes because that makes me happy. And isn't that why a lot of us are here?
It is.
Definitely why we're here. So,
in terms of, you know, building this business and the way that things are going, you talked about visitors and you talked a little bit about locals as well. How do you see that falling kind of like your business skew right now between the two?
You know, I really see it as kind of a healthy balance of both.
Nice.
I think, you know, obviously there's a robust full-time community here. But our visitors also, you know, they oftentimes need services while they're here. My background, at least on the dental side, is very much in triage and emergency. And I love that stuff. So, you know, to be-
You like it when it's a disaster in there?
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
Because there's something to fix or-
Yeah, I'm a problem solver. And so,
nice.
You know, it makes me really happy
to be able to solve those problems.
Three boys.
Yes. Again,
so, yeah. So I think it really dovetails. You know, people get into things while they're here, whether it be altitude or I broke a tooth or, you know, and that's going to ruin your vacation too. So that's great, but we can also obviously be a more traditional practice and serve our community, on the day to day too. So, you know, I really see a nice balance with it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite part about your job?
Solving problems.
It is.
It is. You would laugh, but like in anything that needs to be solved, like I'm immediately excited to go to work on it. Doesn't necessarily have to be dental or aesthetic, but yeah, It's innate in me.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised in sitting in the, getting the tour of the place that I'm at and seeing how you created something like out of your imagination. I want this and I want this and I think we can add this. Mm-hmm. So where does, you've got a crystal ball in front of you right now and you're gazing into it. Where do you next go?
Well, we're just getting started here. So I'm poised for growth. I think it's going to take off quickly. I'm really excited about it. So, you know, I think I'm just really dedicated to developing this business and really serving our community. And there are some discussions. I went to CU School of Dentistry. So my dental Colorado community is pretty strong. I know a lot of people here. There's been some discussion about kind of branching off and helping out some of my peers to do some similar things. Because, you know, I think we all, dentists kind of have a tough road to hoe in that, you know, a lot of people don't love being at the dentist and it can be really high stress. So sometimes when we can add some of those more fun things that people are excited to pay for and excited to have done, you know, the facials and the Botox and the, you know, there's a lot of interest in that in the dental community. And so, you know, again, solving problems, kind of want to help my friends out. To, you know, find an outlet for something that might be a little bit more fun than just, you know.
I think it's such a great idea. It kind of plays with the whole have to get to philosophy, because you sometimes say you have to go to the dentist, even though it's a treat that we get these services done. It's a
gift. Doesn't always feel that way, does it?
No, but you say have to, but I've never heard someone say I have to go get a facial. Unless they're just being sarcastic.
It's a rare thing, right?
Yeah. No, so to add those pieces together, what a cool business model that you just keep. All right, so continuing the tour just a little bit, and then I think we're finishing off in your office there. But I love the view from the other side. I mean, we're looking at Beaver Creek Mountain, but also you're in a really, the Slifer Center here is a really cool spot.
It's great. So I was very excited when these units came available. I'm a business person from way back, and we have really great road visibility. So that became really apparent when I put up my signage too early. So, you know, I've got great signage. First Chair Design said that one was great.
Yeah. And thank you, First Chair. No, we love Rich. You know, that's an awesome member of ours. He's been on this podcast.
I was super impressed.
Yeah.
So I just have to put it on there. Because this honestly has been my best advertising thus far. I've gotten the most traction just off my
just from
signs.
The signage.
Just from the signage and the visibility of the building here.
Wow. And yeah, but I would think social would make so much sense in your business.
We're trying, but really every time I ask somebody, how'd you find us? They were like, oh, I was walking by. I saw your signs.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And
it
doesn't always happen in this community. So,
it doesn't. So I was really excited about that. But, you know, the double-edged sword, I got really kind of jumped the gun on putting the signage up. So now people are like, are you open yet? We are open.
And you get to say yes.
Yes, we are open.
That's the answer.
Come on
by.
Please do.
So then let's give the people that invitation. That's what you have a chance to do right now. Invite someone to your business, but tell them what it is that you do. You haven't met them before, but you're on an elevator and there's only like 7 floors. So that's your challenge right now.
Okay.
And by the way, all of you out there in podcast land, and Dr. Oliver did kind of kick my butt a little when I walked in, because she said, there's no pre-questions. And I was like, no, we're just going to have a conversation. You're very conversational.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Dentistry makes you do that.
You kind of end up doing that, but you expect me to go, hello, right?
I can understand you, though. Not only am I a dentist, but I have 3 boys. So the mouthful doesn't really, it's not a problem for me.
All right. So give the people their invitation to come visit you.
Yeah. So I think we could all use a boost every now and then, whether it's from, you know, overdoing it from exercise or not enough sunscreen or... Gosh, I was really stressed out during, you know, the last little while, and you know, I've been grinding my teeth. You know, any of those things that are bugging you, I've got solutions. I would love to come see you. Just stop by and chat. I know that we have a lot of things to offer, and I would love to talk to people, because I am conversational, and my staff is really great at educating people on all the things that we have to offer and the things that maybe you need that you didn't even know you needed.
I think that's cool.
I think it's great.
Boom. Yeah. And then the elevator dings and it hits and you just got a new client at that point.
Wonderful. So,
and you know, your problem solving idea, there's a quote that I like that says there is work to be done. Those who can must. You just seem like one of those people.
Well, thank you.
There's work to be done. There's problems to be solved.
Yeah.
Come on over here and let Dr. Oliver solve your problems, whatever they may be.
Yeah.
And what a cool example for the business community too, and just the way that you've come together, the way you've utilized this space. I know you'd welcome any other businesses to come in and say like, yeah, come take a look at the cool things that we've done in this spot.
So absolutely. We're super excited to partner with some local businesses. And yeah, if you have questions, just stop by.
Boom.
Chat.
There it is. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Eric.
What a fun podcast. I cannot wait to come back here for, I don't know, whatever, maybe facials, I think.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Be sure to subscribe to the Partnership Podcast on whatever platform you're listening right now, and find more resources at ValeValleyPartnership.com.